Dear Editor, I live on Montreuil, just west of Delbrook, and know the problem of speeding motorists. It is a problem and I sympathize with letter writer Claire Litton. I have questions on my mind. Are dedicated and segregated bike lanes going to make drivers drive slower? A speeding car can jump the barrier and cause as much damage. If Delbrook is getting a dedicated and segregated bike lane, what about other roads in the district of North Vancouver? What would the costs be for Delbrook and the rest of the district, and who is going to pay for it? My first job after high school was with the engineering department at the City of Vancouver in the early 1960s. Vancouver was developing at a fairly fast pace. When citizens wanted some work done like paving the road or adding a curb, the policy was for those requesting the work to sign up the whole block and submit the results. The city would do the work as asked, but would amortize the cost over a good number of years and add the yearly cost to the taxes. Would something similar work in the district? I think the most economical way is to have traffic safety officers issue tickets. All we have to do is to convince the province give the traffic safety officers the power to issue tickets, the municipality will keep the funds. This could be a moneymaker for the municipality. The extra money, after wages and overhead, can go towards making roads safer. For those who say this is a money grab, they must be told that we live in a free country, free to make a choice. Slow down and save money or pay the consequences. John Consiglio, Delbrook, North Vancouver. What are your thoughts? Send us a letter via email by clicking here or post a comment below.